But we are celebrating him. We are celebrating him. He just came with mixed feelings. One, it was sad, but it was of a joyful thing when he came, because nobody could have asked for a better life than what he had. If there is somebody they would describe as having a life well spent, I think Chief Richard Akinwunmi. And how do I mean? That was a man who not only distinguished himself in his teaching career, he was a Minister of Federal Republic twice, both the first and second. And he was the only Nigerian that I know who occupied the position of Presidency of the NBE and declined military appointment. Many people have forgotten so soon that during his tenure as President of the Nigerian Bar Association, he was offered military appointment and he declined. He was first offered position of Attorney General by Governor Oluwole Orimisi. He declined. Now he considered the position of MBA as something that was very sacrosanct, very important to the well-being of lawyers, and at the same time, very instrumental to the development of rule of law in the country. And there was a man who not only served as Minister of Federal Republic of Nigeria twice. He was chairman Body of Ventures. He was chairman Council of Legal Education. He was a solicitor of England and Wales. He was not just a solicitor of England and Wales. He was even a charter arbitrator of the UK. He had his practice cut across many continents. He practiced in the Gambia. He practiced in the UK. He practiced in Nigeria. He practiced in all the Commonwealth countries. Not only that, in his lifetime, his daughter became a minister. And as if to her to a lawyer for him, two of his grandchildren made first class at Cambridge at the same time. I don't know how many Nigerians are that fortunate during his lifetime. And he was so proud of the grandchildren that he goes about with their pictures. Two of them made first class at Cambridge. That was just a small feat. So, I couldn't have asked for a better life. And to come into his dad at 88, almost 89, it was a befitting death for him, a befitting exit. Of course, like every human being, we have his faults, like all of us do. I have not come across one that we have, and I do have our own. I think we are celebrating, and if we have gone through the release of the president of the NBA, our president yesterday, for the sole of senior case of Nigeria, he captured the essence of Chief Akinwunmi, both his political life, professional life, his social life. And that release captured everything that anybody want to, any tribute anybody want to pay. And if you have read the tribute of our leader, Chief Afe Babalola, said the same thing, and that of Chief Olumole Olani Peku, all of us. And in my tribute, like I said to Jumoke, I said to her that, you have no reason to be sorrowful, but to celebrate your dad. I mean, millions of people out there would love to have the kind of dad you had. And when I got wind of this around 2 a.m, somebody sent it to me, and I think it was Chief Chef Mashaba that called somebody, and that fellow called me. And I called Jumoke. Apparently, I think she was thinking that she was aware. I sent her a text, so she sent back to me. And you know, she's in Abuja, caught up with this COVID-19. That's why we're here.
So did you have any personal encounter with Papa?
Sefra.
Did he have any influence on you?
Of course, yes. He was a role model. Like many of our leaders, and those of us who are trained in Ibadan here, we are particularly lucky with our leaders. Because we are trained in a system where, in an environment where the leaders will call on you to go and come and take this responsibility, come and do this. That's it. Michael Lagoju signing the commercial register there. Papa is 94, so 95 now. These are the new that trained us. So we all have several encounters with our leaders. Ibafe Babalola, Chief Adela Eko, Chief Olisha Chukwura, Chief Akinde Lana, many of them. We had an encounter with them, very many of them. Chief Keo Latuji and so on and so on. Several times. We had cross swords together in court. I appeared with him, I appeared against him. We had so many encounters.
And sir, if you are to describe him in just in one sentence, how would you describe him?
He was a policeman.
In the class of 1978,
because we need their weight of experience. Because, I mean, I got a number of things that were bestowed on us by them, and which we cherish so much. I remember one of our former president and leader, Arakunle Rotimi Akeredolu, used to lead us here. We used to have conferences here. Even when there were issues among judges for healthy in the past, we resolved so many things there. Other is chairmanship, other is control here. And we used to see it from here. Like, as president of the MP, as chairman of the branch, we have several encounters.
Thank you very much.